Zoomer Radio, the original greatest hits, The Temptations, and back to 1959 with the Skyliners on the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Sam here. Today has been declared a day of action on Toronto Transit, and local group TTCriders.ca wants us to rally against service cuts and fare hikes. My guest is Sheila Pisey-Allen, Executive Director of Grassroots Advocacy Group TTC Riders. Welcome back to the show, Sheila.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So this is a citywide protest because enough is enough, right? Too much violence. I mean, really, what's happened in the last couple of days has just been stunning with this young boy, this 16-year-old who was, you know, attacked and died at the Kiel station. And then overnight, we were dealing with another stabbing on a bus, plus increasing fares starting next week and cutbacks to service, which started on Sunday. There's too much going on right now. We need to be pushing back, right?
Yeah, we think that paying more for less service is really unfair. And we've just seen a report from Toronto Metropolitan University that shows exactly who's getting hurt the most by these cuts. It's mostly people who are earning lower incomes, who are immigrants, who are unemployed. The service cuts hurt shift workers and areas of the city that where people really depend on public transit. And the scary thing is this is actually just the beginning. There's another round of service cuts planned for May. And if the federal budget this week doesn't include funding for public transit, the TTC might make further service cuts later this year. So that's why we're going to be at over a dozen transit stops across the city today and handing out flyers to thousands of transit users because we can do something about it. We can contact our elected officials and make sure that they invest in public transit.
Okay, so what will people see when they get to a transit station and your team is there? What's going to be happening?
So yeah, some stations will have a number of volunteers, some will be smaller, but they'll see some friendly people with flyers, and we're sharing information about exactly which routes are getting cut, so there's in different areas of the city, and then information about what you can do, how to call Prime Minister Trudeau before the federal budget, how to call Premier Doug Ford. The provincial budget was last week, and it didn't include any emergency transit funding or funding to fill the hole in City of Toronto's budget. And it also has a message that we need our next mayor to reverse these cuts. We need a transit mayor who will champion a strong public transit system.
Increasing public awareness and actionable change from the TTC, do you think that this will be the result of what you're doing today?
Well, we don't see any other option. You know, this is a critical moment for our transit system. The ridership is still under 70% of what it was at pre-pandemic levels. And if we don't reverse the cuts and invest in making our transit system safe and reliable and affordable, we could see that number dwindle potentially, and then further service cuts on the horizon. So we need to be doing everything we can to win transit users back. It's so important for our climate goals. There's not enough room on the roads for more people to be traveling in cars. We really need mass public transit that everyone can use for a functional and, you know, healthy and livable city for everyone. So with the mayoral election coming up, we think it's a time to be asking all candidates, will they reverse service cuts? What are they going to do to improve the TTC?
Okay, so today is about learning what we can do and you explaining which routes are being cut and reminding us that fare increases start next week too, right?
Yeah, kind of a grim message to be learning early in the morning, but we're really hopeful when we take action together. We have one change, and we know that transit users are really not having it. Nobody wants to pay more for less service. These cuts are not, you know, sometimes one route, it's a couple minutes longer you'll be waiting. We know that our buses and streetcars don't come like clockwork. That really adds up, especially if you miss your connecting vehicle. This is really stealing people's time, less time with family, being late for work. These have really serious consequences, and so we think that people will be happy to know what they can do to try to reverse the service cuts.
Sheila Pisey-Allen is Executive Director of Advocacy Group TTC Riders. Thanks, Sheila. All the best for today.
Thanks for having me.